Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, on April 19th, 2017. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, is brought to you by the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. For over 108 years, the Redondo Beach Chamber has played a vital role in helping companies grow their business by taking the lead in programs and efforts that help create a strong local economy and make the community a great place to do business. The Chamber is committed to promoting the community through its aggressive tourism program and by participating in efforts that improve the quality of life in Redondo Beach. In addition, the Chamber represents the interests of business by working year-round to ensure local elected officials and other decision-makers are educated on the impact their actions have on the local economy. Networking programs provide opportunities for members to sell their products and services to peers and make lifelong connections. The Redondo Chamber is also the proud sponsor of signature events in Redondo Beach, such as the Redondo Beach Lobster Festival and Super Bowl Sunday 10K. For additional information on how the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Redondo Beach, visit the website at visitredondo.com.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I am doing great this morning, Joe. Great.
Uh-oh. You saying great. Now, tell me, wasn't there an issue with your knee? What's going on?
Yes, but I think we have it figured out. You know that a couple of weeks ago I wrenched my knee, and I've been hobbling around on it, icing, right? Anyway, I went to my chiropractor. He's back from vacation, thank goodness. I went to my chiropractor, and I had seen him 3 weeks ago when I first did this, and, you know, he made some adjustments, and I remember I told you I was fine, and then it got worse and worse. Anyway, so I went in, talked to him. He did a bunch of adjustments and everything and stood up, and I was fine. And he said, you'll notice I didn't even touch your knee. And I was like, what was it? It was my lower back. You know, it's the nerves. It's all that nervous system and stuff. So he adjusted it. I walked out of there with no pain yesterday, a little tenderness. And you know, I did everything I did very gingerly yesterday. I'm going back in again tomorrow. But yeah, I felt like, you know, 99% better yesterday. So I'm very excited.
Okay.
I'm very excited about this. Yeah, because, you know, I don't like feeling, you know, crummy.
Yeah, no. Pain is a terrible thing to have to live with. I'm so glad you were able to get this resolved quickly.
Yeah. As I told you, I'm going to be going out of town next week. And, you know, luggage, airports, walking, you know, all that stuff. I wouldn't have been able to do it if my knee was still bad. So I'm very happy. I mean, as I said, it's still tender. And I'm still icing. You know, last night I was sitting there not only with the ice on my knee, but with the ice on my back. So it's still feeling really good, and I'll go in again tomorrow, and by next week I should be ready to go.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah. Now I have to ask you about you're doing a plant thing, aren't you? Tell me about that.
I am. I'm doing a plant thing. It's called WFPB, and that stands for Whole Foods Plant Based. It's distinctly different from vegan. I mean, there's vegetarian, there's vegan, and there's whole food plant-based. And the bottom line is, you know, the way we've been eating in this country and all Western societies and the other societies are kind of going towards that has been based on animal products, whether it's, you know, beef, pork, chicken, turkey, eggs, and then all their byproducts, milk, cheese, butter, and it's just not been very healthy for us. It's actually been shown in many cases not to be healthy. And that's the basis of the book that I sent you, The China Study.
Yeah, you sent me that. I got that yesterday.
Yeah.
I haven't read it yet. I haven't read it yet.
Well, that's the main thing is that people say, well, I've never heard of such a thing, that meat isn't good for us. And so there's a lot of science that's been done. And this one book published in, can you believe it, 2005. So that's 12 years ago. It's called The China Study, and it has a tremendous amount of information. There's many other books since then, but this one is the foundation, and it's worth a good long read. And I know you like to read, and I know you're into your healthy juices. And so I thought this would be good for you.
Well, Joe, tell me what I know what the difference between vegetarian and vegan is, but what is the difference between vegetarian and what's the difference between those and whole food plant-based?
Well, the bottom line on the difference between WFPB and vegan and vegetarian is that many vegans and vegetarians actually eat eggs and fish. Pescatarian is a common phrase for a vegetarian that eats fish. Many vegans use a lot of oils and sugars and what we call in the WFPB camp, we call those plant fragments. So the standard way I like to explain this is, Jackie, is olive oil healthy?
Well, my people, as you know, come from the beautiful island of Sicily.
Yes, your people.
Where a lot of the population, they get up in the morning and they have a shot of olive oil. It's supposed to be very good for you.
Right, right. Now, olive oil isn't bad, but
it's from a fruit. It's from the olive.
You take God's olive with all these beautiful plant sterols and phytochemicals and minerals and vitamins. You take this beautiful thing and then you remove absolutely everything but the oil and the fat. You throw the rest away, or I don't know what they do with it, and you just keep the pure virgin olive oil. That's a plant fragment. And it turns out from studies that show that plant fragments are not very good for us because we overuse them. It's not that olive oil in moderation isn't a good thing. It's that people overuse it. Olive oil is like 120 calories per teaspoon or something like that. Butter, richest, creamiest butter you could ever imagine, is 110 calories per teaspoon. It's like pure fat. And it's just that we get way too much of that kind of fat in our diets. It's not so much that olive oil is bad. It's just that we overuse it. And so plant fragments, it's whole food plant-based, but no plant fragments. If you want apple juice, just eat an apple. If you want orange juice, just eat oranges, because it turns out, and this is the crazy part, it's the chewing that actually activates some of the health properties in fresh fruit and vegetables. Chewing isn't just a mechanical process. It actually has biochemical uses. There's bacteria on your tongue that mix with the fruit as you're eating it, or the vegetables as you're eating it, and those are part of your digestion process, an important part. And we lose that when we just like throw them all in the blender, and then, or worse, the juicer, which separates all the pulp. Did you know, Jackie, 60%+ of the antioxidants in an apple are in the skin? Over half.
Yeah, Yeah, I know that the most nutritious part of fruits, most fruits and vegetables, is the skin. I know that. I'm sitting here throwing the evil eye at my green juice now that you're talking to me. All right. Okay. No, that's good to know. I didn't know about this. As I said, you sent me the book yesterday. I'm definitely going to read it. And by the way, if you want to know what they do with all that leftover olive from the making the olive oil, they make tapenade. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
So bottom line is,
Go ahead. Go ahead. No. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to tell people we're having a meeting soon, May 13th. If people aren't familiar with it, at the St. Paul's United Methodist Church here in North Redondo at 2600 Nelson Avenue. On the 13th of May, we're having a meeting. We're going to talk about whole food plant-based eating and living, and we're going to show a movie called Plant Pure Nation. You can look that up. And we'd love to have you. If you'd like to RSVP, please go to WFPBLA.com. That's six letters. WF as in whole food, PB as in plant-based, LA as in, well, you know, WFPBLA.com. Yeah, right. Louisiana.
All right. Okay. Well, we're going to hear more about this. We'll have to schedule a show to talk about this. We got to figure out the South Bay angle on it, you know?
And there's one more important announcement for today. The Hermosa Beach Farmers Market is going to be from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. today. This is the very first day, the hours.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm looking forward
to it. Yeah, they changed it. It used to be, noon to 4 or something, 1 to 4, noon to 4. 11 to 4. And then today is the first day of the changed hours from 1 to 6. So they're trying to capture some of the after-work folks to come down there and get their stuff. Yeah, I'm glad you remembered that because you're going over there today, right?
Yes, I am. Yes.
All right.
Very exciting.
All right, well, all right.
Now that brings us, Jackie, to learning more about our local business community and finding out, it would be great here in North Redondo if there was an organization that focused on North Redondo and really, gave them a voice in city government and, communicated with the general public the needs and the opportunities. There really should be an organization like that, don't you think, Jackie?
Well, fortunately for you, there is.
Well, even if there was, I wouldn't want to talk to just anybody. I'd want to talk to the president of that organization.
Mm-hmm.
If only we could have someone like
that. Yeah, we do. Lucky for you.
Oh, well, who's our guest today?
Okay, our guest this morning is Heidi Butzine, the newly elected president of the North Redondo Beach Business Association, which we're going to refer to throughout the show as NRBBA, okay? Heidi is a best-selling author, marketing strategist, speaker, and chief marketing strategist at Localista Media. She helps small businesses and organizations with digital marketing and speaks to business and professional organizations about local marketing. Heidi has over 25 years of career experience and has worn all the hats in running a company, from startup to selling her business to a Fortune 500 company. She is a best-selling author and currently serves as a board member for her local Chamber of Commerce and several business associations. Her mission is to help businesses not have to go through the costly struggle of marketing with no strategy. So this morning, we're going to learn about the NRBBA, North Redondo Beach Business Association. We're going to hear about a couple of their upcoming events and Heidi's plan for her first 100 days in office. Welcome back to the program, Heidi. We're so glad you could join us again.
Good morning, Jackie and Joe. It's good to talk to you again.
Good morning. It's so good to have you back. And I just marvel, Heidi, you are a business owner. You're so involved in chamber activities throughout the South Bay, and now you're the president of the North Redondo Beach Business Association. How did that come about?
Lots of volunteer hours. it's kind of a natural progression, I guess. As you pointed out, and I appreciate the Redondo Chamber of Commerce giving us this opportunity to talk a little bit more about North Redondo and what NRBBA is doing, because the two really sort of complement each other. And about 4 years ago, when I started getting really active within the chamber, I also learned about the NRBBA and started attending their meetings every month. And really kind of fell in love with the group. The NRBBA has kind of a unique group of people who come together. You've got not only the business owners or the people who work at businesses in North Redondo and beyond, you have the residents who live in North Redondo. You have city government representatives. You've got public services that come in. We've had Redondo Fire and RBPD come in. And really talk about all the things that are happening in our neighborhood. So it's a really unique opportunity that brought a diverse group of people together with varied interests in the community to kind of learn, you know, what's going on. Let's talk about some of our challenges. Let's talk about what we can improve. And it just really feels like a tight-knit group. And that's what drew me to it. And certainly, you know, driving up and down or walking up and down Artesia Boulevard, and even aviation in North Redondo, there are so many businesses. And the thing that just kept capturing my attention was the fact that, you know, not a lot of people who live just around the corner from, you know, the Dance One Studio or Yanagi Bistro or you name it, Kurt Hardware, kind of knew all the other businesses that were there. And so I kind of saw that as a great focus for this group. And if there was anything I can do on a volunteer basis, then I was ready to raise my hand. And I came on board. I was first introduced when Clark Adams, who sadly passed away, when he was president. And so, you know, it's been interesting to see the transition between, you know, the past presidents and John Grand, who's now our district 4 council member in Redondo, just to see the evolution of the group and the things that we are doing as a small but mighty, all volunteer-based organization. And so after being on the board last year, I was appointed to be on their board. I threw my hat in the ring and said, you know what, I'm happy to leave this organization and do some great things together. We have a great group of volunteer members on our board of directors and the people who show up to be in those monthly meetings every month who come together and really do great things, which we'll talk about some of the events that we all come together to do. But you know, I'm truly, truly honored to be part of this group and very humbled to be appointed to have this position. I think we have a lot of great opportunities ahead of us.
It is, without a doubt, you know, something that we often talk about, whether it's Redondo, Hermosa, Manhattan, El Segundo, the chambers in the South Bay, Torrance, the chambers and the Hawthorne are very, very solid and well-run organizations, but so many business owners don't take advantage of what the chambers offer. And they just, you know, some obviously don't even go to meetings. They pay their fee once a year, and they just don't get involved. Can you talk a little bit about what it takes for a small business owner to really take advantage of the resources available from the NRBBA or the Redondo Beach Chamber?
Absolutely. That's a great point. And, you know, that is the biggest challenge for any business organization or any chamber of commerce is getting the engagement. And, you know, unfortunately for the businesses, you know, paying your dues doesn't really improve your visibility to your community. Now, does it? You know, showing up once a year for your certificate, for your renewal membership, you know, that's nice. Maybe you get your photo in the paper, but the key that I've seen that's helped most businesses enhance their participation in any organization like this is being visible, getting involved. I mean, that's what I started doing when I first jumped on board out here. And I mean, I've been in Redondo for well over 20 years, but, you know, starting my own business locally, I knew that I needed to get out there. And, you know, I tell people, you know, 80% of my business has come from my connections through my activity with different chambers and business organizations, because when I get involved, and sometimes it's hard to say no. But when I get involved in something, I go all in. And, you know, I want to give back, and I enjoy it. You know, there's obviously something rewarding because you are giving back to your community in whatever way that is. If your company can sponsor an event that supports community activity or the business community, great. If you volunteer time and you get on a committee, and that's the first thing I did. I jumped on a committee. I became an ambassador. And from there, you know, led to other opportunities. And, you know, there is a return. I think we've talked about this before, is it doesn't happen overnight. People have to get to know you, like you, and trust you. And the only way they can do that is to constantly see you and your face out there and have those personal conversations and say, you know what, we finally need to work together. Let's do this. And that may take a couple of years. But you know what? It does come back and if you invest that time.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Jackie?
Yeah, you know, and I was going to ask you, Heidi, you know, talking about the chamber. The chamber is for the city of Redondo Beach. Redondo Beach is one of the larger cities in the South Bay. I think it's only second to Torrance. And I think having these smaller associations or BIDs, do you think it makes it even more accessible to the local businesses? You know, because sometimes, as I said, the chamber is over the entire city, and maybe for a lot of people doesn't seem as maybe approachable isn't the right word, but having a business association or district where you're all in the same physical location, does that make it a little easier for those business owners to get involved?
Well, I would say it depends. Because, you know, it really depends on the engagement and the investment that the business owners are willing to make through their time by actively participating in a bid or a business improvement district. You know, obviously it's going to hit home, and the bid is going to focus on things that are closer to home and that really impact their businesses right there, everyday things. If you've got a homeless person, you know, at your business, then, you know, it's working together, uniting with the other business owners and your neighboring businesses to how do we address that? Let's build our connections with the police department. How do we address that? How do we beautify our street? You know, how do we make sure that the sidewalk isn't broken up so people can access our store comfortably? And the NRBBA, you know, in its evolution, I mean, the organization's been around since 1979. And the mission has been to bring the business community with the neighboring communities and the people who live in our neighborhoods, bring those two things together, but also to improve and enhance Artesia Boulevard and aviation. And one of the concepts over the years has been, do we create a business improvement district? Do we create a bid in North Redondo? And I would say, you know, there's value and merit in it. But then again, maybe the business owners are too busy or too occupied to see that as an opportunity. And I think that's just been the challenge. It's that engagement of really proving and getting the business owners activated and together. So I think, of course, if you have a small group of people who have vested interests day to day that want to do something good to make their businesses more enjoyable, a better experience for their customers, to get more customers down there, then if they're motivated, they're going to create events. They're going to do a lot of different things to raise the awareness and their visibility of their businesses in whatever area they may be in. So I think there's definitely value in it, in a bid. There's definitely value in other business organizations, maybe on a smaller basis, so that you're doing things that affect you right then and there on your turf.
Right.
But again, it all goes back to whether the business owners see value in that. So, you know, that's something that we're continuing to work on with NRBBA is because a lot of business owners are busy running their business day to day, we respect that. But if they can't come to our meetings, then we're going to them. So that's kind of our new focus, so to speak, and some of the things that we're doing in the next 100 days.
I like it. I can see the NRBBA descending on the local businesses.
With cookies. I kind of have questions about the structure of the NRBBA. I mean, you're the president. How many officers are there?
Currently, we have, let's see, secretary, treasurer. We have four officers, and then we have two exec board members. So we've got seven or eight members. If I'm forgetting, forgive me, my numbers. But, it, you know, it's a small group. It's a small group.
Yeah.
And
there was one of the initiatives for North Redondo was the renaming of the Artesia Corridor, the continuing of Redondo Beach Boulevard west towards the ocean, which it used to be a long time ago. And that was kind of exciting, but that's been put on hold. I'm not sure if it was the city or the state or who, but are there any other initiatives like that that, you know, North Redondo Beach businesses can look forward to in the future coming up soon?
Well, in terms of the restoration of the name to Redondo Beach Boulevard, you're correct. That was the previous name. And NRBBA worked for a number of years with the businesses on the boulevard to solicit their interest and or support, or if they didn't support it. And so we had a group of our volunteers actually go out and interview the businesses. And we actually had a large number of businesses who did support the renaming. We had another group that did go to city council and speak their opinion and just didn't see the value in it and thought it would be cost prohibitive, even though NRBBA was prepared to help offset any expenses to the extent there were some, although our research says that it was negligible. You know, a lot of business owners did speak their mind on that. And at that city council meeting, even though this initiative had already been set out as part of our directives that have been part of a strategic plan for North Redondo for several years and was already approved by past city council members, city council decided at that time, based on the vote, to not move forward with the name change. So that did change our focus on what our priorities are as an organization. That said, we still have a group of North Redondo Beach businesses who still believe in that concept and in that initiative. So it's up to us, really working together with the business community. If this is something that they still want, then we will do what we can as an all-volunteer, non-city funded organization, by the way. I don't want anybody out there thinking that we get paid by the city. We have fundraisers to pay for the efforts that we're trying to do to keep North Redondo Beach special and to enhance it. So we don't have any city contracts. You know, we don't work for the city. We can help connect you to people within this. But our mission really is that volunteer-based intermediary to help be the voice of the business community and certainly the neighbors and residents in the area. So with that, we may renew our focus on restoring the name. If that's what our membership and that's what the businesses on the boulevard want, then we need to regroup and talk about the other side and say, you know, if you don't agree with this, let's talk about why and how do we get to some sort of happy medium versus just having all efforts disbanded, because that isn't in keeping with initiatives that were set years before me to actually start to make some of these things happen. So to be determined.
To be determined. And also in the news, as the president of the NRBBA, I'd like to get your comment on this facility or property at the corner of Ringe and Artesia. It was a Hagen's Market. Before that, it was a grocery store. I forget what was the Albertsons. Yeah,
Albertsons. Yes.
Yeah, and then it was a Hagen's, which was a short-lived event because Hagen's expanded into California and then they contracted and closed several locations. Now it's going to be a quality market or something like that. Does the NRBBA have a position on that space and what should be there?
Yeah, we really don't. Like I said, people, I think, sometimes don't understand how property works in a city. The NRBBA's interest is obviously wanting to keep the boulevard an enticing place that encourages activities that promote and enhance the businesses in North Redondo, whether that's along aviation or Artesia Boulevard and beyond that, actually. So with regards to this conundrum, it's a bit out of our hands other than really being the voice collectively of all the businesses to say, you know, we need something here. And this affects us, our neighbors. You know, this affects restaurants next door. This affects any retail stores nearby when you have this big vacant lot with a fence around it. It's only natural that the business community wants something to go in there because of all the economic benefits of that. But really, the property is not owned by us. The property is owned by the property owner. And I know that certain council members, including Laura MD, have reached out to the property owners. And I think part of that has helped. So our city representatives reaching out to the property owners to say, who can we get in here? You know, how can we help support you? That's really where, from an economic development perspective, that's where our city really needs to come in and be a partner to those property owners. So if you have, in some cases, we have, what do you call them, absentee landlords, absentee property owners, you know, they have the property, they're paying the property taxes until they find something financially better. You know, they're just going to let perhaps the property sit there and do what it's going to do. But in this case, right. You know, I know that there were key council members who were reaching out and really trying to work with potential new tenants with the property owner to really bring something back to that area. I mean, to think of North Redondo as a food desert because it doesn't have a grocery store in it. I know there's surrounding cities they can go to. It's kind of ridiculous.
Right.
So, you know, and it's up to us as residents. I know residents, some people are not happy with the choice that was supposed to be going in there. At our last meeting, I think right now it's been kind of silent. So that's something that we have to think about as a community. When we are vocal about something, we say we don't want it and we don't have a solution. Let's think about what the solution could be. And the owners from that store that was looking at potentially becoming the new tenant, they were local. They were the same store managers that ran the Hagens, that ran the Albertsons, who live in that area. You know, I think that changed some minds, but again, we're kind of waiting to see what's going to happen. We don't have control over that. It's just like if you own your house, you know, you're going to do what you want to the extent that it's within the parameters of what you're allowed to do on your property. Whether you sell it, you
right.
keep it, you pull the weeds, you don't, it's kind of out of our hands until somebody gets involved.
Now, Heidi, what was the name of that business, market that's going in here?
Discount on the tip of my tongue. That's where I need some
information
right now.
Quality market or something?
While you guys think about that, I just wanted to throw something in. You know, when Albertsons sold all of their branches to Hagens, whatever it's called, and they shut down so quickly, you know, this is not just happening in North Redondo. It's happened in several cities here in the South Bay. Lomita is another one. And I got to tell you, I never thought of it before, but people were just – you know, so upset. I just never thought about it. You know, you have your grocery store down the street or down the boulevard, and all of a sudden, boom, one day it's gone. And you're right. It's like it's a food
right.
desert. It's unbelievable. But I am happy to report that in Lomita, they had the same situation. They had a new store open up there, and they're very happy with it. It's called Fresh Something Market. I can't remember what it's called.
Okay.
But I'm getting good reports about it. People are quite happy with it. But you know, yeah. It's in the landlord's hands. Not much a city can do about
the name,
that. Yeah.
Right. The name of the company is Grocery Outlet. GroceryOutlet.com. And it's a very funny. I've seen television ads for them. Now, so I think they are starting to buy advertising in this market in preparation for moving into the market in a big way. But Grocery Outlet Bargain Market.
I think some people think, well, we want a Bristol Farms or we want a Trader Joe's. Well,
right.
I mean, look
right.
at the surrounding supermarkets, and they're not going to move somebody in that close to their territory. But, you know, I think
right.
the other thing I would encourage people to do is get informed in order to make a decision. And whether you just go experience their store in Long Beach, you know, and find
right.
out for yourself. And
right.
you know, it's a challenging situation. There is no easy answer. But, you know, when you have a community that is adamant against bringing somebody new in, then it's going to be very difficult for that property owner or that business to say, okay, well, they're welcoming in with open arms. I'll go elsewhere if we're not welcome here, which unfortunately doesn't do a good
right.
service for our revenue and our economy and our citizens who live here. We need a grocery store.
A lot of that going around. Hey, this hour is – this hour is flying by. I want to get to some of the fun stuff. We're talking about the business stuff. I want to talk about some of the fun stuff, Heidi. I understand the NRBBA has a couple of events coming up that they want to tell us about. Exciting events.
Yes. Thank you. So the first event that we have coming up, one of our big signature events that has been going on now for 35 years, so people didn't know about it.
Yay.
My goodness, get out there. Springfest. It's a family fun, a really friendly, great community carnival. There's a petting zoo. There's carnival rides. So, you know, you can get on the Tilt-A-Whirl. If it's been a while, go get your carnival tickets and hop on that the zipper. really your classic carnival rides. It's really fun. They're also going to have pony rides there for the kids, too, and gourmet food trucks. So food trucks, everybody loves, you know, good food from the food trucks. So the other thing that they have, and I know Jackie has experience with this based on her sad injury with her knee, they're going to have aerialists.
Oh, really?
So if you feel inclined, I don't know, Jackie, maybe you want to get back on the silks and show them what you got.
Get back on the silk.
Wait. When is it?
It starts next week, so April 27th through the 30th, which is Thursday through Sunday. So just keep in mind, so Thursday and Friday, it starts at 5 o'clock. It goes to 11, so you can take the kids there after work. And on Thursday, it's $1 carnival ride. So it's free admission, free parking at Aviation Park. And like I said, on Thursday and Friday, you can take the kids over there after work. It's so great to have free events in our community. You don't have to pay for this, but for the carnival rides and the food and whatever the kiddies may want to do while they're there. And then it goes through Saturday to Sunday. And it starts at 11 a.m. on Saturday, goes to 11 p.m. And then on Sunday, starts at 11 a.m. till 9 p.m. So you've got, you know, all weekend to show up and take the kids and have a great time. Aviation Park, for those who don't know, is right by the Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center at the corner of Aviation and Manhattan Beach Boulevard. So you'll see all the carnival rides, and it's just a great time. And this is a fundraiser for the NRBBA. So, you know, it attracts people from all over the South Bay and beyond, and this is how we get funding in order to support other events that we have going on. Make sure you go to Springfest.
Yeah, it's a big event. It's a big event. You said 35 years, and I don't understand how everybody couldn't be aware of it. It's at the corner of Aviation and Artesia, and they've got the huge Ferris wheel and all those rides, and everybody must drive by it. So if anybody is not aware of it, they're wearing blinders.
Right. So if we've still got a little bit of time, the other thing that we have started doing, and you've probably seen them pop up throughout the beach cities, is cash mobs. And the concept of a cash mob is you pick a date and time, and you descend upon, in a positive, happy way, you descend upon a local business, and you show that your support by actually spending $20. And you support that business economically. Maybe that's a few hundred to a few thousand dollars they never would have had on that day anyways. And so we're having a cash mob sponsored by the NRBBA tomorrow, April 20th, Thursday, from 4:30 to 6:30 at Cake Buzz. And Cake Buzz, it's liquor infused cakes, but they're really delicious, and it's a great local business.
And they get more delicious the more you eat them.
The more you eat them, liquor and cake. Oh, it's a match made in heaven, isn't it?
It's a great little business.
You know something, Joe? I got to tell you something. There was a cash mob a few weeks ago down at the International Boardwalk. And I got to tell you, this is a great idea because it was at Mystical Joy, and then it moved over to a Bass Kitchen. And I went down there, and the Mystical Joy and a Bass Kitchen, they were both offering specials, you know, like, you know, discounts and stuff. And I went down there, and this some people are going to just hate me for this. I actually got some Christmas shopping done.
Awesome.
I mean, seriously. I went in there. I saw some great things. And on top of it, I think she was doing a 15 or 20% discount for, you know, for the cash mob. And then when I went up to the register and she said, oh, you know, I'm going to give you an extra $10 off this. I was like, oh, my gosh. So, yeah. So it's great for it's not just great for the business. It's great. You know, that's my thing now. I'm going to go to cash mobs and do my holiday shopping. Get it all done.
Well, hopefully we'll have a few more that you can come on out to. And for those who don't imbibe in the liquor side of things, you know, they do have gift certificates. Maybe you know somebody. I mean, Cake Buzz is really starting to build a reputation beyond Redondo, too. But they have roots here, and they want to stay here. So we're showing our support. We hope to do more of those in the future. We're also doing mixers. We recently did one at the School of Cooking. Again, another Artesia Boulevard business that some people had no idea was even there. We have a cooking school in our city, people. So that was really great. So we're starting to do more of these things, like I said, by going to the businesses, giving them exposure. And certainly another huge signature event for us is Walkabout Redondo. Walkabout is such a fun event. It's on May 20th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And the whole concept is there are over 100 businesses along the boulevard that are participating. And the whole notion is that the community comes out. They sign up. It's in partnership with the Beach Cities Health District and Blue Zones Project. You're moving, you're walking, you're bringing the kids, you're going to visit as many businesses as you can along the boulevard on Artesia. And you go in with the passport, and the business owner stamps your passport. You get to know what they offer. Maybe you buy something. Maybe they have a little something special that they're offering to Walkabout participants. And some people do the whole circuit and hit every business. And then they come back and they can get a free barbecue lunch if they visit 20 businesses. So we want to make sure that we're going out there and actually getting to know the people in the neighborhood on Artesia Boulevard. Mm-hmm. So it's a really fun event that, again, connects community with the business community. We're telling people to go out there and get to know what's available in the neighborhood and then come back, have a barbecue lunch. We'll probably have a little yoga demonstration, trying to keep things healthy. And maybe Jackie can stretch out her knee with the yoga poses.
Stop! Stop! I've been volunteered for everything.
You can also win some really great prizes. We have an opportunity drawing, which all the businesses in the area actually give really great. I mean, we've had jewelry donated. We have things that you definitely need. You need to get your car serviced, independent tire repair. You know, all of these different businesses contribute, and people actually win prizes based on the number of passport stamps that they get. So it really encourages people to get involved, visit as many businesses as they can, and then come together as a community and win some really great prizes.
Heidi, just an FYI, what I do frequent, there's a store over on Artesia I frequent quite frequently because of doing the aerial arts, because we put on these showcases and stuff and we need costumes and everything. So I'm constantly in Aardvark over there. What a great store. I mean, I am in there at least half a dozen times a year, specifically to find, tutus and masks and, costumes and stuff for my aerial stuff. So,
there's a South Bay gem. They've been around for years. We need to remind people that they're there. And so the Walkabout is a great way to do that. And it goes all the way to the Galleria. We've actually got some businesses participating in Lawndale on the other side on Artesia. As well. So it's really bringing all those businesses together and bringing people to them. So again, we've got Springfest next week, Thursday through Saturday, Walkabout May 20th, our Cash Mob tomorrow at Cake Buzz. And if anybody wants more information, just go to nrbba.org and all this stuff is listed there. And I do have an exclusive for the South Bay show, but I certainly don't want to take over all the time. We do have a special speaker coming up at our next meeting.
That's a good thing. Let's bring Bobby in now, and afterwards, Heidi can tell us about this special. We love the specials, don't we?
It's wonderful. I can't wait. An exclusive on the South Bay show. But first, before that, Bobby Christian from the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I promise I'll be quick today, so we can get to whatever this special announcement is. I'm on the edge of my seat.
We have plenty of time. No worries. No rushing.
So what's going on around town, Bobby?
Well, this, of course, tomorrow is Earth Day. And so this weekend is the Earth Day weekend. And we've got a bunch of great stuff going on around Redondo Beach for that. Saturday is the Earth Day Chalk Art Challenge. That's going to be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Redondo Beach Marina Splash Wall. It's going to be a great event, open to the public and free. So drop by the King Harbor Association and check it out. They're a proud sponsor of the event. Then also on Sunday is – I'm sorry, that's on Saturday. And then on Sunday, the Shade Hotel is doing a really cool marina cleanup. They're providing a lot of supplies necessary, some bites to eat while on the thing, gloves, sunscreen, and water. That's going to be from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. this Sunday, meeting at the Shade Hotel in Redondo Beach. They also wow. are participating in a program of Trees Give Shade. I talked about this last week, that if you turn down your housekeeping service, they plant a tree for everyone who does that. So it's a great way to get engaged with that. It's part of the Earth Day cleanup that the Redondo Chamber is also talking about. So that's what's going on this weekend. And, of course, next weekend's huge. As Heidi was saying, it's the Spring Fest. Starts next Thursday, goes through Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then next Saturday is the 125th anniversary of Redondo Beach as a city. And so there are events going on throughout the city for that. For all this information and more, you can check out visitredondo.com or redondochamber.org.
Fantastic.
I think I'm gonna go to that Shade Marina thing, the cleanup. I saw that. I posted it. Joe, that's the kind of stuff I like to do. I like to be hands-on. I don't want to just write a check, mm-hmm. and
right.
not know what's happening. I prefer to be hands-on. I we all know and love, hanging out down by the water. So I think I'm going to show up for that Sunday.
All right. Fantastic. It's something all of us should think about once in a while, certainly if we can get our kids involved. It's safe. It's obviously managed by a great organization, the Shade Hotel, the Zislis Group, and they're going to be fed, and there's going to be water, gloves. What else could you ask for?
Sunscreen.
Sunscreen. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
So, Bobby, we've talked about many different things, and we always come back to RedondoBeachWeddings.org. Any news, Bobby?
We are working with a new content creator and creating content to help sell our destination. So be checking that out. That's going to start rolling out this week and probably one or two posts a week for the next couple months, talking about ways to throw the best possible beach wedding, as well as things to think about that at least for me and when we were planning our wedding, I didn't know, like the difference and the types of hotel the hotel blocks that you can get with a hotel, or how to get more rooms if you oversell it, or how to not pay for the rooms if you undersell it. Things like that, but also things like the 20 songs every wedding should leave off its dance floor.
Can you just give us one or two?
I sure can. I would say once you start getting into early 90s rap, everyone's really excited to dance along to it. But there's no more room for MC Hammer on the dance floor in 2017.
Oh. Sorry, Jackie.
Okay.
However,
oh.
I think,
our
experts agree, there might still be a place for Ice Ice Baby on the dance floor. I mean,
ew.
That still play, but hang on.
Oh, gorgeous.
Ice baby.
Can't touch it.
That is fantastic, Bobby. The hammer has been removed. Wow.
Thank you
very much, Bobby. It's always nice to have you on the show, and people can keep up with what's going on around town. And again, it's visitredondo.org. Is that right?
Visitredondo.com and then redondochamber.org.
Redondochamber.org. Well, we're so excited about all the various things that are happening in the city. It's things are starting to fire on all cylinders. It's a wonderful time of the year. The weather has improved considerably over the last month or two. I mean, we still need rain, but I'm really glad that the farmers markets are not being shut down because of wind or rain. That's really important to me. So we're expecting. Thank you, Bobby.
Thank you.
And now, Heidi, I have to ask, because it's getting to that time where we start talking about things like, you're the president of the NRBBA, and that just rolls off the tongue so well. NRBBA, NRBBA. But you're also HeidiButzing.com. You're also Localista Media. Give us a few syllables on HeidiButzing.com and LocalistaMedia.com.
Sure. So LocalistaMedia.com is my company, and I work with my partner. We've been building websites for well over 25 years, since before WordPress, y'all. So that's going back a ways, which basically means that we can build a website to do anything that's legal. And so along with that, we offer other digital marketing services, and we work with small businesses and organizations. We also do some event promotion. We also organize the cash mobs. And of course, with HeidiButzing.com, you know, that's more of an overall purview of the various things that I've done throughout my career. And speaking, and I was able to do a speaking gig in Las Vegas for a toy industry conference, which was fantastic. So, you know, I love public speaking, and I'll be doing a couple other things coming up this year too, just to really give people, businesses, some insight on how they can do local marketing, but also go into marketing with a strategy, like we said at the top. I mean, spaghetti method marketing doesn't work. It all has to tie together, and guess what? It pretty much all goes back to your website, because that's the only message or channel you can control. So it all flows together very nicely, and that's kind of how the two brands exist out there in this big online world.
Fantastic. We are in this space now today. Are you familiar, Heidi, with I don't know what you call him, but he's kind of a guru of marketing and social media, Gary Vaynerchuk?
You know, that's your favorite go-to guy, Joe.
Yeah, okay.
I do know Gary.
Well, okay, fine. Well, he's my favorite.
No, he's
many
great.
Times
he's
because,
great.
Yeah. He has these sort of, you know, prescriptions that he comes up with. And one of my favorite prescriptions of his right now in my microgreens business is documentation over creation. That is, people get so caught up in planning content creation that they never get around to actually doing it. And he says,
right.
Well, you know, you're busy, you've got a lot of things to do, but what you can do is you can just document the trials and tribulations that you're going through, and that's valuable to people beyond what you know. And so just document on Instagram, on Facebook, on Pinterest, document what's going on in your business and who's involved and what challenges you're going through. And that will humanize your business to your social media people, peeps. Talk about that for a few moments, Heidi.
Sure. So, I mean, that's something that we've been doing. In fact, we've been doing for a while now. I've started doing a series of videos that basically do exactly that. It's documenting, you know, here's what I've learned. And it's okay to pull back the curtain and be completely human and honest with, you know, the trials and tribulations, your successes, your challenges of running a business. And I did an email campaign recently that we're actually talking about that. Here's what we've done. Here's what's worked for us. And you know what? We finally had to come to the conclusion that just because you can do a lot of things really well doesn't mean you should be doing everything right now. Focus on what you're good at. And it's okay to be honest and say, you know, for us, sometimes it's hardest to market ourselves. It's so much easier for us to market our clients' business, you know. And I think other business owners have that challenge too. Or what do I post on social media? What do I say? What do I do? How do I get started? And so sometimes just having that other person to relate to, and, you know, we work with people as a sounding board for some free strategy sessions to get to know them is, you know, what are your challenges and how can we walk through that? So we need to be honest and open with people and pull back the curtain a little bit, because that's what people do connect with and resonate with. So I totally agree with that. Gary's a smart dude.
Right. Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
We gotta hear. What's the South Bay show special you were telling us about, Heidi?
Yay,
oh, yeah,
keeping me on track. So we talked about a lot of different events, and like I said, please visit nrbba.org to really come out to these community events. They're so much fun, and you'll really enjoy it. It's very rewarding. The one thing that we do, NRBBA puts on monthly meetings. It's the second Thursday of every month, 7:45. To 9 a.m. And we do give you coffee because we know that's early for some of you. So the second Thursday of every month, 7:45 to 9 a.m., we meet at the North Branch Library at 2000 Artesia Boulevard. It's on the corner of Artesia Boulevard and Green. And we have about 50 people that are showing up every month on that day. And like I said, it's a mix of business owners, community leaders, residents, to really come together and talk about the current issues happening in our community. We just recently had this month our newly elected mayor, Bill Brand. And like I said, we have other people, other city officials that come in and just give us an update on what's happening in our city. So we're very excited to announce that we're having representatives from Cosmont Companies, and they are a financial, real estate, and economic development consulting agency. And they're going to come in and talk about how cities go about attracting tenants. We just talked about that, right? That supermarket space.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to educate us on how cities actually attract appropriate tenants when, you know, you've got the landlords and you've got input from the community, and really talk about all the different challenges in terms of expansion and how to deal with vacancies, you know, with storefronts along the boulevard, and talk about what they've experienced working with different cities. And they have specific experience and knowledge specifically for Redondo Beach. So, you know, I think that's a really relevant topic for all of us to be better informed about. So I encourage people to be at that meeting on May 11th, 7:45 a.m., we'll get you out by 9. You can get to work at the North Branch Library. And again, all of this is at the website, nrbba.org. So we just got them confirmed yesterday, so it's hot off the press. It's just for y'all.
Oh, as a Cosmont company. Larry Cosmont. Know him well.
Yep.
Smart guy.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Should be good.
Fantastic. What a great scoop, Jackie.
So that when is that? I'm sorry. Tell me again when that is, Heidi. Who's
May
11th. Shut that off. Okay.
Yeah. Is that Joe?
All right.
Joe,
is that you? All right, Joe.
It was.
Got to make sure to turn that phone off. All right. So that's May 11th. A rep from the Cosmon Company is going to be coming to the NRBBA meeting, and that should be very informative. Larry is a very, very smart guy, and as you mentioned earlier, Heidi, most people don't understand, you know, mm-hmm. how it works, how property ownership works. And a lot of times the city just really can't do much, you know. So that'll be very informative.
Absolutely. Well, it's always exciting having you on the show, Heidi. Heidi Butzin, president of the North Redondo Beach Business Association, the NRBBA. How does that sound?
NRBBA. Oh, and just a little shout out to the former president of the NRBBA, John Gren, who was recently elected to the Redondo Beach City Council, which is very exciting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're very, very much looking forward to John's leadership and his new role. We're very excited. And, of course, you know, I know he's been working together with other council members as well to continue to carry on the mission of I think, in part, NRBBA and enhance North Redondo. So we're very happy to have him in that position for our city.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
He certainly is.
Fantastic.
You know, Joe, he was one of our very first guests. Remember that? Way back when. He was one of our very first guests on the show.
He has a window cleaning business? Is
yes.
that right?
Yep. Fish, yes. Yes, yes, yeah. That was
yes.
a long time ago.
Yes.
That was like 6 years ago. Yeah.
Well,
time flies.
And he's still obviously very, very much involved in local issues, and now he's a council member, so he's committed to helping and to really serving the rest of the residents, and that's wonderful.
All right, let's wrap this up.
Well, that's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Wonderful time with Heidi and the NRBBA News and Bobby Christian, and of course, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
That's our show. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.